ओम शुक्लाम भरतरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं प्रसन्नमदनं ध्यायेत् सर्व विघ्नोपशान्तये। ओम सदाशिव समारंभां शंकराचार्य मध्यमां अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्तां वंदे गुरु परंपरां। ओम So the last nama that we concluded with was 94th nama, Sarva Darshanaha. Sarva Darshanaha means he, the pure consciousness, which is portrayed here as Mahavishnu, is ultimately the real subject. Inside us, today we think we are seeing through the eyes, but eyes per se are insentient. And the eyes are connected to the brain, and brain is also insentient. And brain, beyond brain is mind. Mind is also intention. Then when you finally go deep inside, the real subject is Atma. So it is the pure consciousness that is sitting inside, and he is the Sarva Darshanaha. One with eyes everywhere, as the Lord has assumed all forms, the eyesight of beings exists. In the sense, he is the one who is seeing through all the eyes everywhere. So Sarva Darshanaha. So now let's do next shloka. अजः सर्वेश्वरः सिद्धः सिद्धिः सर्वाभिरच्युतः वृषा कपिरमेयात्मा सर्वयोग विमिश्रितः अजः सर्वेश्वरः सिद्धः सिद्धिः सर्वाभिरच्युतः वृषा कपिरमेयात्मा सर्वयोग विमिश्रितः अजः इज अ 95th नाम अजः इज अ वेरी फेमस नाम दैट वी हैव सीन मेनी टाइम्स अज मीन्स अनबॉर्न One who is not born. It is the body that is born. Atma, the pure consciousness, is not born. So, Ajaha means one who has no birth. One who is beyond birth and death. This body is the one which is born. Atma is neither born nor does it die. So, that's why, you know, when children, they celebrate birthday, it's okay, understandable. Adults, in Vedanta, how we celebrate birthday in academy, especially when it is any of the, you know, Sabak's birthday, on that day we chant a shloka from Atma Bodha. Nirguno nishkriyo nityo nirvikalpo niranjanaha nirvikaro nirakaro nityam uktosmi nirmalaha. That's the verse we chant from Atma Bodha. I think it's the 34th shloka of Atma Bodha. Nirguno nishkriyo nityaha. You are beyond gunas, without gunas, nishkriyaha, without action. So it goes on like that. So you are that. That's what you are constantly supposed to, remember. The problem is, in life, 24/7, 365 days, we are constantly remembering this individual. You know, all the time, Me. So the small me, the small yam, should be replaced with capital yam. Me means Brahma. So ajaha, unborn. Waves are born. Water is not born. In water surface, the vast water surface, waves come and waves go. But waves coming doesn't make any difference to the water surface. Waves perishing doesn't make any difference to the water surface. Waves existing doesn't make any difference to the water surface. So before the waves came, what it is, during the wave, what it is, after the wave, what it is, it remains the same. No change whatsoever. And that you are, that the what. But the problem is, we have long time identified with this limited equipment. Therefore, we consider ourselves to be this limited personality. This is the problem. So, he says, Ajaha. You are unborn. So, one of the names of Mahavishnu is Ajaha, out of 1000 names. And that is your name actually. Ajaha. I am unborn. This body is born. I am not born. When the wave is born, water is not born. And when the wave perishes, water doesn't perish. So, Ajaha. Sarva Ishwaraha. Sarveshwaraha. The Lord of all lords are the supreme lord. When you walk into your company, all of you, think Pooja and Mamtaji, all of you are running. Most of you who come to my classes in this group are all owners of some company or the other. So when you walk into the organization, CEO is coming, CEO madam is coming, that person is coming, this person is coming. You are the lord. All your lordship is nothing without that lord living. So the real lord of everything is Vishnu. Sarveshwara. So, you know, there's a story that Swamiji always shares with us in the academy. A prince, young prince, goes for the war and he comes back victorious. Like this cricket team and all, when they come back, you know, this time they came back beaten. They didn't even go to the semis. But they won World Cup twice. 2 1-day World Cups and 1 T20 World Cup, they won Indian team. And they come back. They get a huge welcome at the airport, and all along they are having a procession and everybody is, you know, celebrating. Huge crowd gathering in Mumbai and all that kind of stuff. So, like that, this young prince, after conquering, after winning the battle, he comes and he's seated in the on the chariot, and the charioteer is riding, and he's sitting and, you know, he's acknowledging the crowd, and he gets egoistic and everybody is cheering. And that time, the charioteer is a philosopher, the guru. So he turns and says, "Remember, you're just a man. Remember, you're just a man." So what lord are we talking about? Little bit, you know, if temporarily we studied, I don't know, did we do Keno Upanishad in this class? I think we did. In Keno Upanishad, if you remember, in the end, there's a story that comes where all the devas, after conquering the asuras, are having party. The penthouse, they are celebrating, bottoms up, all enjoying. And when suddenly they look up the sky, there is one apparition. They say, "My God, who is this? We thought we had conquered all the enemies." So suddenly something is there. They got scared. They thought they haven't conquered the enemy yet. So Lord Indra sent Agni. Agni goes to find out who it is. He's defeated badly and he comes back. Then Vayu Bhagavan goes. He's also defeated badly. He also comes back. Then Indra himself goes. And he goes with humility. These two, Agni and Vayu, when they went with ego. But Indra goes with humility. And then through Uma, the Vedanta, he gets the knowledge that it was Brahman. So in other words, with the Brahman support, the devas conquered asuras. And after conquering the asuras, devas forgot and they thought it is their victory. What victory is this? This is stupidity. I don't know if I have shared this with you. Every time I talk about these things, I am reminded of it. Before joining the ashram in 1992, I used to, you know, as you know, I've done my engineering and I was working in marketing field in engineering company. So when I just joined that company, before me there was another guy who was handling the portfolio. So he quit around January or so, and I joined the company in January. So usually you do a lot of work in the beginning of the financial year, and by the time you get your orders and everything, it will be around December, January, you know, mostly. That's how it works. So he had done all the work. His name was Jaikar. He had done all the preliminary works. When I joined, I just followed up with my customers and I happened to collect all the checks. Of course, I did that sincerely, but I was more like just last minute, little bit of follow up and convincing and then collecting the check. So my job would have been about 5-10%. Majority work was done by Jaikar. And I was getting all the praise. Oh, as soon as he's joined, he's doing this work. He's really, you know, achieved the target, this and that. And I was so young, I was only 21. But even that time, I didn't allow that to get into my head. But I didn't philosophize like this. But I'm able to recollect that example in the context. What I did, nothing. My contribution was hardly anything. And Jaikar had already done that. So, even in worldly sense, if you see, we are part of the chain, isn't it? We came from our parents. They come from their parents. It's a chain going. We are We are what we are today because we had mother's milk. And we are what we are today because of father's sweating through which he paid for our tuition fees and this and that. And teachers have sweat and toiled for our growth. So many people have contributed. And to attribute it to myself with madness. So Sarveshwara. Sarva Ishwara, Lord of everything. Also what it means is, from that Lord this entire universe is manifested. He pervades this world also. In fact, the meaning of Vishnu, very first Nama, that's how the Vishnu Sahasranama started, isn't it? Vishwam Vishnurva Shatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. So Vishwa and Vishnu. First Nama is Vishwa, then Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? That which all pervades. That which pervades everything. Called Vishnu. So, the world has come out of Vishnu and Vishnu has entered the world and pervades this world also. And while he pervades this world, he lords over this world. World is subservient to him. He is not subservient to the world. That's what it means. And that's you. Sarveshwaraha. From that angle you are Sarveshwaraha. But from this angle, thinking that I am the CEO of an organization, of the manager of an organization, all these things is temporary. And this is also only went by that Lord. You know, just for a few seconds, like now we are doing this class to, what do you call this, internet. So Wi-Fi is important. Of course, I've charged my laptop fully, 100%. So if the power goes also, no problem. But without Wi-Fi, it won't work. So, for that also I put UPS. In fact, I have two Wi-Fi connections. I put UPS. But last week, Wi-Fi connection was also disconnected because of heavy rains. So then, if Wi-Fi is not there, nothing can happen. So like that, when you face that, beyond everything is that all-pervading reality. That's the real Lord. Supreme Lord. So unnecessarily, we think we are the boss and all that. It's all rubbish. So Sarva Ishwaraha, Sarveshwaraha. Sarveshwara means is the Lord of Maya. Maya cannot control him. He controls Maya. In our case, we are all controlled by Maya. But Vishnu controls Maya. Sarveshwara. Siddha. Siddha means one ever established in one's own nature. The real establishment is the conquest of the self. See, a lot of definitions of success are there. Each one gives their own definition of success. But if you ask me, you are successful to the extent you are able to control your senses and mind. Dusron ko jai se pehle, khud ko jai kare. So that is the person who is really successful. A person who is able to control his senses and mind, to that extent he can win. Now you see, I don't know. Do both of you follow tennis?
A little bit, Guruji. I enjoy tennis.
Okay. Puja?
No, not really.
Okay. Okay. But you are aware of these three guys, right? Roger Federer.
Federer like crazy. Yeah.
Oh, so, yes.
The thing is, what is his name? Federer is 40 years old. I think Nadal is 38 or so. Djokovic is 35 or 36. And these guys, all three of them, I think have won 20 championships. 20 each. One more, the fellow will become the record holder. You know. Now, Djokovic came to the finals and he lost in Wimbledon. Then, in Olympics, he lost. And I didn't see it live, but I read it in the paper and all. He behaved very badly after losing. So what I'm trying to tell is, long time ago, a few years ago, in Australian Open, the finals was between Djokovic and Nadal. And it's a 5-set match, as you know. Each of them were 2 sets each. And the last set, in the last set, they never keep the tiebreaker. It has to be, they have to, you know, have two games lead and win. So it was going on 7-5, you have to win, but it was 6-7. Then it became 8-7. Like that, I don't know, maybe it was like 18-16 or something like that, Djokovic won. It was like nobody is giving up. They were completely tired. And finally, Djokovic won that match in Australian Open. That was 6-7 years ago or 5 years ago. Oh my God, my power went off. Can you hear me?
Oh, no, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Ah, okay, okay. There is UPS, so I think it will work, no problem. So, Djokovic won the match. After that, when they were giving the cup, both of them did not have energy. They actually sat down, they put a chair. Usually they don't put a chair before the prize giving ceremony and all for the players. But that day, they brought the chairs, both of them were sitting, they could hardly talk, they were fully exhausted. So why I'm giving this example, anybody could have won it. Nadal could have won it, Djokovic could have won it, doesn't matter. In fact, whoever won it, both of them won. That's what everybody said. Even they themselves said, it is both of us who won the cup, I don't mind sharing this cup if I have to share it with Nadal. That's what Djokovic said. But ultimately, what was the difference between the two of them? When at a crucial moment, little bit, Djokovic controlled his mind better than Nadal controlling his mind. Sometimes it's Nadal who controls his mind better than Djokovic, then he wins. Because if somebody is good in return, somebody is good in serving. See, these guys at the top, they are completely dedicated. I mean, they are like extremely disciplined and well practiced. When they hit the shot, sometimes the umpire calls it out, you know. And these guys challenge. When they challenge, and when the cameras pick it up and they show it, the ball just touches the line and goes. So the umpire had to, you know, change his decision. How confident they are when they challenge it. Why? They know it touched the line because every day they are practicing. If it's backhand, maybe 200 shots every day. So they know how can it go out. Because that kind of a talent they have. Talent, skill, everything. But on that day, they have to control their nerves, their senses and mind, they'll win. Recently, just last week, the World Cup T20 got ended in Dubai. And there India lost to Pakistan, India lost to New Zealand. And then the next few matches they won, but they couldn't go to semifinals, they came back. Yesterday there was a match between India and New Zealand, India won the match. Had they won last week, they would have gone to semifinals. So, on that particular day, on that particular given day or moment, whoever is able to control their mind and senses, they win. So, real success is conquering the mind. This nobody teaches in any school. No school teaches. In fact, the school gives information and kind of desire. Everybody wants to make it big, run, run, run with all the information that I have. And I am uncontrollably running, not able to control my mind, I'm going berserk. In fact, many people, for them success has become an albatross. Albatross on their neck. You know that, huh? It's a problem. So it's not a good thing for them. They are not able, you know, Ramalinga Raju. You know Ramalinga Raju, no? Mutaji?
He's that businessman, no?
Yeah, Satyam Computers.
Yeah, he went down.
Yeah, he went down. He came up. It was not that he inherited his business from his family. He started it on his own. He came up to that level and then he went down. Of course, I'm not getting into the details. When he finally wrote a letter to the SEBI, I think, he done some accounts, things here and there. So he finally wrote a letter. He said the things. I'm riding this tiger. I'm not comfortable riding on this tiger, nor am I developing the strength to get down, or the tiger will eat me up. This is the problem. Many people, they are riding on the success. It's more than they are riding on the success is riding on. They don't know how to handle it. It's a big problem for them. They're so stressed as to when it will go. When Swami Chinmayanandaji talks on Bhaja Govindam, you know, Swami Chinmayanandaji is very witty. He really cracks a lot of jokes. So he says in Bhaja Govindam, he says, before your wife kicks you, you kick her. Kick her not physically, mentally. In the sense, wife means, when he's talking to the men, he's talking to wife, so before your husband. The point is, before the world kicks you, you kick it mentally. Then you will not have any problem. Otherwise you will have a problem. Then you sign in and only two fellows are sitting in the class, you will be agitated. If two fellows are there or nobody is there, you are not agitated, that means you have handled your mind well. So it doesn't matter. The point what I am trying to say is, ultimately, it is establishing oneself over the mind. That's what he says. One ever established in one's own nature. One who is ever established in the Atma, going beyond the mind and stuff, that is called Siddha. The real achievement is being yourself. Even from a mundane point of view, you be yourself. Why you have to become something else? We are all constantly running away from ourselves. We do not want to face ourselves. Constantly we want distraction. We are cowards actually. We do not have the ability to face ourselves. We do not have the strength to face ourselves naked in the mirror. Because society, what will the society think? So you are putting that act. You are like a mold, you know. You have the mold. And the whole thing is poured there and it takes that shape. So we are taking that shape of the society. What clothes we wear, what we are to be, how we behave. Everything is dictated by something or the other outside. We are not living our life. For God's sake, you know. So it's frustrating to understand. So Siddhaha, one who is ever established in the self. We are not established in the self. They are constantly in molding. Some molding or the other. Bharat molding in India. As if they are the torch bearer of our culture. Some people talk as if they are the torch bearer of some other things. This is all rubbish. Siddhaha. One ever established in one's own nature. Siddhihi. One is of the nature of the consciousness in all. Same thing. Siddhi means goal. That is the consciousness. And then Sarvadihi. Sarva Adi. Beginning of everything. One who is the first cause of all elements. Sabka Malik Ek. That is the Adi. Adi Bhagavan. Understand? Sabka Adi Ek. From that everybody has come. So, we are all descendants of some Rishi or the other.
Guruji, can I ask a question? Sorry.
Yes, sir. So,
the first word was Ajaha, no?
Yeah. One who is never born.
So, this is that same word Ajo Mahai.
What?
Swabhavyo Jitamitsa.
Where are you reading from?
Okay, I was just looking for the verse which starts with Ajo and I've gone to verse number 56.
No. Come to 11th verse. Nama 95.
No, but doesn't say by Nama here.
No. Which book are you following?
The book I sent you. The PDF that you...
Yeah. You come to 95th Nama. It's there. Number is there. 95. Ajah Sarveshwara Siddhaha.
These are Krishnananda one, no?
Yeah. Whatever I sent you.
There's no Nama on this.
No. Can you show me your book?
Because I also downloaded some others. I don't know. Is this the one?
Same book, yes. You keep turning the page.
So I go to verse number 11 only.
Not 11 in the, once the nama start. Once the stotram starts, thousand nama starts.
Yeah, so that's where I am. Dhyanam, after Dhyanam, the nama starts.
Yeah, Vishwam, Vishnu.
Shantakaram and all. Huh.
No, Shantakaram is Dhyanam.
Dhyanam, yeah, then Dhyanam is it and stotram starts.
Yeah, from Sotram, first verse is Vishwam Vishnurva Shatkaro.
Oh, I went much lower. Okay.
So
what is after that is what then? That
what?
One which I was reading out, Ajaha.
No, the name Ajaha may be repeated many times.
So this is 95th Nama. This is a complete, okay, I was looking at, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Ajah Sarveshwara.
Ajah Sarveshwara Siddhaha, Siddhi Sarvavirachitaha.
Okay.
So, Sarva Adi. Sarva Adi means, Adi means beginning. Beginning for everything. Sarva. You know, we all trace back our ancestry to the sages. That's why, when we give our gotras, we say Kaushika Gotra, this Gotra, Vasishtha Gotra, this Gotra, everything. Basically, Kaushika means Vishwamitra. So, we trace back our ancestry to sage Vishwamitra. Now, where did Sage Vishwamitra come from? Mahavishnu or Lord Shiva. So that's why when people don't know their Gotra, you can simply say Shiva Gotra or you can say Vishnu Gotra. Because for us, Adi is Vishnu. Vishnu means reality. All of us are descendants of that reality. That's why we are Vasudeva Kutumba. The one family, we are children of the same parents. You know, so once you understand this, how can you hate anybody? Will you try to deprive your brothers and sisters for your well-being once you have this understanding? So you have this understanding. You don't have to separately teach the other things. Every other thing will automatically come. So this culture, Vasudeva Kutumba, we say this because Sarva Adi. The entire universe came from Brahman. Ishwara, Maya, then comes Hiranyagarbha, then comes Virat Purusha. We've seen this. So this entire universe came from that Ishwara. Sarva Adi, Achyutaha. Beautiful Nama. Achyuta means one who has never fallen. One who never lost and will never lose his inherent nature and powers. What it means is, even when the world has come out, he remains in his supreme glory. You know, when you go to the South Indian Mandir. You have a few mandirs, South Indian Mandirs in Delhi also. You know that Lord Subramanya's Mandir, Malai Mandir is there, then Rama Temple is there, Srinivasa Temple is there. So if you go to the South Indian Mandir, in the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Lord is there. And you also have, that Lord is called Moolam. Moolam means the source. And from that, what has come out? It's called Utsavar. Utsavar is made of other metal, you know. Moolavar is usually made of stone. And Utsavar is made of some metal. And Utsavar is outside. And it is that Utsavar they take for, taking him outside during some festivals and all. Utsavar is the one who is carried on the streets for the public to do darshan and then come back to the temple. So what happens is, when the Utsavar is going around, Moolavar is still there in the Sanctum Sanctorum. Similarly, even when the world is manifested, from that Brahman, Brahman Ishwara is remaining in his pristine glory. Never falls down. Never fallen down from that position. See, when you evolve spiritually, you would never fall down from that. You, that's called Achyuta. It's a beautiful nama, you know. Achyuta. Even Arjuna addresses Sri Krishna as Achyuta in Bhagavad Gita. So, Achyuta means one who's never fallen. One who has never fallen from that unconditioned level to the conditioned level. We are imagining. Even when we are imagining that we are conditioned, we are not conditioned. See, clouds can never cover the sun. From the angle that we look, it appeared as if sun is covered by the clouds. In fact, the clouds are formed due to sun heat. Due to sun heat, the clouds are formed. And it appears as if the clouds are covering the sun. But clouds can never cover the sun. Similarly, you are never conditioned. Even when you think you are conditioned, you are actually unconditioned. You meet Dhyati. That is your state. But from that state to what state you have fallen? No, there was a famous movie in Tamil Nadu, in Tamil. It was called Sindhu Bairavi. A famous director called Balachandar had directed that movie, and one of the songs in that movie got national award. The singer got the national award. Now, the story in that movie is, he's a great Carnatic classical singer. And in the context from the story goes, afterwards he gets addicted to alcohol. You know. And when he gets addicted to alcohol, in one particular party he goes, where they are having alcohol and he's begging for alcohol. And they are all teasing him. And they are saying, you have to drink and sing one song for us. And he drinks and sings a song. And the way he conducts himself is so pathetic. So from what level to what level is fallen? From what glory to what glory is fallen? So, like that, from our majestic level, we have fallen into this limited. And that's why, look at him, Swamiji. Look at her, Swamiji. Kya bol rahe? Mere pencil leke gaya. Children talk like that. No, pencil leke gaya, eraser leke gaya. Adults are, instead of pencil and eraser, you're talking about diamond rings. My mother's diamond ring, my Bobby took it, my Van took it, my this thing took it, my that thing took it. It's exactly the same thing like children coming and complaining. Eraser, pencil, leke gaya. There are compass. You know, in school when we studied, sir, he's taken my compass. Rubbish. In the sense, what level we fall? You see, in the, you know, you see Balakrishna on a leaf, he's floating and he's sucking his own soap. What is that symbolically explaining to us? It's the consciousness that has become the matter. And it is a consciousness that has become Puja, Mamta, Lakshmi Narayan. And not knowing Lakshmi Narayan, Puja, Mamta, we are all courting this matter. It's like sucking your own toe. All our life, what you are doing? Add one more rupee to your bank balance. That's all my whole goal is. What kind of a nonsensical living is this? You are sucking your own toe. It's like there is some money in your right pocket. There's no money in your left pocket and you are saying, "Arey, mera left pocket mein kuch money nahi hai," and you are looking at the right pocket and then you are having that jealous feeling. It's exactly like that. It's you. Matter is you. Ita vasyam idam sarvam yat kimcha jagatyam jagat tena shaktyena bujita magrata katya siddham. The very first shloka in the mantra in the Ita vasyam. So, you are the consciousness, but you are courting the matter. The consciousness is what has become the matter. So you are courting matter is like sucking your own toe. It's childish. Nobody who has got this knowledge will do that. So Achyuta, never fallen. No. So once you get this knowledge, you never fall to that. It's stupidity. It's madness. Take care of it. Forget it. As if it's going to make some difference. I remember there was this company in Noida. I regularly give lecture now also. they call me on and off. So there I was talking about, you know, watch. People have this tendency to hoard him, especially watch. There's 25 watches they have. Every time they go, they'll pick up one watch. But in some context, I was mentioning that. So one fellow said, "Sir, I also have two watches, but what is wrong in that?" I said, "I'm not saying it's anything wrong." Then he said, "Especially that the second watch is my father's watch. It's a very sentimental thing to me. So what is wrong in that?" Incidentally, he came to the class 10 minutes late. That particular day, he came to the class 10 minutes late. So I said, "See, I know him very well. He also attends my weekly classes after that." So I told him, "Listen, I'm not saying anything personal, especially when I'm in the class. I have to talk like a guru. You are my student. Afterwards, not the same. So I'm saying this, nothing personal." I told him, "You are saying you have two watches, but you came late 10 minutes. You have sentiment, you have whatever. You have the watch, but come on time. Watch is for that only, na? Watch is meant for what? Ultimately, the design and all may be like a jewelry. That's a different thing. But essentially, what? You have to keep up the time. So, basic things we forget. And then we go on adding all the non-essentials to our life. So, achieve that. Real self is the essential. Everything else is non-essential. So you don't fall from the, you know, pure consciousness. Achyutaha. Prishakatihi. Prishakatihi means one who covers all objects of desires. Dharma. God fulfills your desires. Very interesting. When you place an order, when you place an order online, Amazon or any other site, Flipkart and all these sites are there. When you place the order, they say payment on when you receive, or you can pay now like that. You fill all the conditions and then order place. Within seconds or minutes, you get a mail saying your order number so and so has been dispatched. It will be arriving on so and so date. Correct or not? Now, as far as the company is concerned, they have dispatched your order. And the order is on the way. Now, in between, supposing there is CAA protest was there, no? In Delhi, one year ago or two years ago, there was this protest for some... CAA protest was there. Supposing there is a CAA protest suddenly starting from tomorrow, Amazon has sent the dispatch the order, but delivering gets delayed. Exactly, this is what is happening. You ask, he gives. What do they say in Hindi? Tappat padke denge, something they say. What is that? Asman polke denge, something like that they say, no? What is that? I'm saying something wrong, I think.
Which one? Ask.
It fully opens and gives. They say like that, you know?
Tappat padke.
Something like that they say, right? So, fully, as soon as you ask, he gives. Bhagavan is somebody who is weak to his devotees. The moment the devotee asks, he gives. But the problem is our mind. Our mind is our own obstruction. That's what they talk about in the book, Secret, you know. So, when you keep your mind single-pointed and clean, with no negative thoughts, it arises. If you have negative thoughts, those negative thoughts block from that coming to you. So, you should not have any negative thoughts. You have disbelief. That disbelief will not make the thing delivered to you. So, if you remove the disbelief, it will be delivered. So, Rishakabhi, one who severs all objects of desire. As soon as you order it, Devya. That's what the song says, no? Achyutam Keshavam Krishna Dabodharam Ramanarayanam Vasudevam Bhaje. In that there is one line comes, no? What is that? Log kehte hai, Bhagavan aate nahi, tu meera ki jaise bulate nahi. And like that it goes. In that one line comes, Bhagavan dete nahi, tu somebody like that you are not asking. I think like Sudama, something like that. I forget the line now. When you ask, you should ask like Meera, or you should ask like Sudama. The sense?
There is like something like Meera ke jaise bulate nahi.
Haan, Meera ke jaise, Meera ke jaise bulate nahi. So one more line is there, I am forgetting. See, when you ask, you should not have any disbelief. By ask, it will be given. That's what Jesus Christ says. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and it shall be given. You seek, it will be given. But don't have disbelief. Pata nahi, aayega kya nahi, try karenge. Aap to bol rahe to isliye main bhi try kar raha hu, puja karke dekh raha hu. Shraddha nahi hai. Agar aap puri ki pura bharosa rakhkar agar aap puja karenge, to ye disbelief nahi hona chahiye. Agar 1% disbelief hoga, it is like CIA protest. Kahin na kahin CIA protest ho gaya, isliye delivery delay hota. So please understand that. So Vrishan Kapihi. Absolutely he gives. But it has to be pure desire. If you have selfish desire, it will have other things and disbelief and all that will come. So disbelief will not be there only if it's pure desire. You try it out. Ameya Atma, one whose form or nature cannot be measured and determined. Ameya means impossible to be measured. How can you? Space itself we cannot measure. And Brahman is beyond space. So how can you measure Ameya Atma? Sarva Yoga Vinishtuta, one who stands aside completely from all bondage. This bondage, bondage and all is only for us. Like, you know, that Gulliver's travel. He is happily lying down and he stretched out his arms and lying in Shavasana. And his Lilliputans were so busy, you know, tying him up. He didn't even know that these guys are doing it. When he woke up in the morning, like all of us do stretching, tired, you know, just stretching. He did stretch all the, what do you call, the threads gave up. But, what? You are talking about feet, I feel like committing suicide and this and that. Rubbish. If you understand Vedanta, you will not stop the word suicide. Because suicide, you are only postponing the whole thing. Please understand. Because if you don't face your challenges now and you end your life, you will have to face your challenge in the next jamma. You have to face it. There's no question of not facing. So no escapism. So if you understand Vedanta, you will never commit suicide. Or even that thought, that word will not come in your mouth. It's rubbish. So sarva yoga vinishvataha, no bondage. What can bind me? Clouds cannot bind the sun. You are allowing the matter to bind you. Wake up, gain this knowledge. Okay, let's conclude here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Mayinavacha Manasendriyairva Budhyatmanava Prakate Swabhavat Karomi Adhyat Sakalam Parasmai Narayana Yeti Samarpayami. Hari Om. See you all next week.